These days, it's hard to tell that Randy White, a former career naval pilot, was almost totally paralyzed in a bad accident back in 2007. In fact, the most visible evidence may be Neo, the golden lab in a blue vest who is now constantly at his side.
At home, he's a dog for the most part. But wherever I go in that house, he is there by my side, keeping an eye on me, watching me. I go into the bedroom to dress. He lays in the door of the bedroom, keeping his eye on me. I can't get out of the bedroom without walking by him. I sit down on an easy chair, and he lays on my foot. I can't move without him knowing that I'm moving.
Randy and Neo were paired through Canine Companions for Independence, which has a long and fruitful history of breeding, training, and matching assistance dogs with people who need them. Recently, the Santa Rosa-based nonprofit has begun preparing dogs to live and work with returning military veterans challenged by the invisible psychological scars of PTSD. It's a pilot program of the Veterans Administration, which got a key nudge recently from Congressman Mike Thompson.
They told me they were having problems getting this test program off the ground, and so I set up a hearing in Washington. I had some veterans, had some dogs, and had Canine Companions come out. We had a hearing room full, and the dogs stole the show, as they always do. We made our case. The Veterans Administration understood it loud and clear, and they got moving on it.
Through the pilot program, about 100 servicemen and women are being paired with dogs that, in addition to the usual CCI training, are being taught 5 new commands that have been developed specifically to aid these clients. Trainer and Army veteran Chelsea Darrow explains them.
There's block. That's the command where the dog stands in front of the person to create space. There's behind, which the dog is standing behind the person to create space, like standing in a checkout counter, crowds, that sort of stuff. There's lights, so the dog will go into a dark room, turn the lights on. And then there's bring, so the dog will pick up a variety of items off the ground for their veteran. And then search, so that's where you send the dog into a room ahead of you. The dog will sweep the perimeter and bark if there's somebody hiding in the room.
Darrow adds that not all their dogs are judged suitable for this program, which builds on the extensive skills all CCI dogs are taught.
They have all the normal obedience commands. They have the normal retrieve. They go through at least 3 months of the normal service dog training program before they're selected for the VA study. We're looking for calm, dependable dogs, but they also have to have that either toy drive or food drive to want to perform the search command, because that's the reward.
The VA's pilot program is due to be completed in early 2017, and Congressman Thompson says he's hoping to see it extended beyond that.
Once they get these dogs placed with veterans and they're able to do the research to find out the positive impact it's had, then I think, yes, it will really grow. I'd like to see this program fully accepted, fully embraced, and I'd like every veteran that needs a companion dog to be able to get one.
While the VA is helping fund the development of the additional training program, Canine Companions CEO Paul Mundell notes that none of their clients, vets or otherwise, pay for the dogs or their preparation. That's all financed through donations. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.